Hi, Santa. Hello again, Parmita.
I have a question for you, but I don't
Yes.
want to cut you off, so say whatever you're going to say.
I didn't have a thought.
Okay.
No.
So basically, when we were driving over to your house earlier today, we went through the same route, kind of, that I took when I went to your house the other week on the bus. And I told you about my embarrassing incident with the bus driver.
Yes.
Yes, we were going that way after we were on Yonge Street, and then we returning.
Oh, did you like get flashbacks of that bus moment?
I did, and I was quite embarrassed for myself.
I still don't know what you would have done in that situation, though.
Yes, to clarify, my bus situation was when I was on the bus to go to Parmita's house, and the bus stop was at the intersection of two streets, but then the bus itself stopped a bit after that, but I didn't know that. Someone had announced, and it got to that to that intersection. I got up and I just stood there while the bus had stopped because there was like a red light before it could go somewhere else. And the bus driver just kind of looked at me for, because it was just 2 minutes of awkward silence. And he was like, "You want to get off here?" And then I was too embarrassed to say, like, "Am I supposed to be here or no?" And then I was just like, "Yeah." And then I went the wrong way. And then after 5 minutes, I turned around and went the right way.
That's something I would have done too. Like,
Yes.
I wouldn't have wanted that bus driver to see me like going the opposite way.
Yes, I only went the opposite way because I didn't want to pass by the bus driver. So I was walking past this funeral home.
I know that funeral home you're talking
Yes,
about.
and then once I turned around and the bus had driven away, I turned around to go to the right direction to your house.
Imagining you doing this.
Yes. I was really scared because that was my first time walking to your house on the bus. And I was worried that like I would get lost because the street that we were walking on, it's kind of barren and there's not a lot of people, and I was worried that I would get kidnapped or something, and no one would ever know. But then I found your house, so it was all good.
That's very funny. I know exactly what you mean. Like, it's very like empty sometimes, and you just don't see anyone there. Yeah,
Yes.
it would be great for a horror like setting, especially with the funeral home.
I agree. And then there's me where I'm like walking the wrong way when I wasn't supposed to.
Yes, and there could be like a great like twist ending where like the home you've been looking for, it wasn't there all along or something.
Oh my.
You should make this into a book.
Thank you. I would consider you should write it with your all your incredible creative writing skills.
We should work together on this, collaborate.
Oh, like how I was gonna write books for you to edit movies of or something. I remember we were talking about that because
Oh,
I used to write kind of, and you were a former editor.
yeah. Yes, like a video editor.
Anyways, that's a bit off topic, but the topic today, would you like to introduce it?
I would love to. So, the topic that we're going to be talking about today is basically the Mindy Kaling effect. And we're going to be explaining what that is, of course. But it's just something that is kind of really relevant to us as teenagers because we're so influenced by the media we see and consume nowadays.
I feel bad. I feel like we were kind of clickbaity by calling it the Mindy Kaling effect, but it's not really about her that much. It's more about an overarching one of those two effects.
Yeah, like it's not really like it's just kind, I don't know if it's coincidence, but like the show she's directed that have been affected by this. And then there's a lot of other shows that
That she
also
like
have.
produced or like was in or whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of why it's called the Mindy Kaling effect.
I
And it's like been used.
hope that's an actual phenomenon and we didn't just come up with that.
I was doing a bit of research and I've seen like some people calling it that.
Okay.
So I think we're safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like to commence, what is the Mindy Kaling effect, quote unquote?
Well, this is my perception of it. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but it's basically when there's a main character in a show and they're like a person of color and then they have a love interest that's white, but that's like not the problem. The problem is that they kind of like, in most cases, the person of color is self-hating their own culture and like they don't appreciate it. They think it's something that brings them down in terms of like their level in society or something. And then their love interest, is like white, and then they kind of like glorify that. That's my perception of it. But I think there's also other like perceptions of it. I don't know if it's a requirement for the person to be self-hating, but that's what I think of it.
I feel like it would, I think it can really vary. Like it's more nuanced, I would say. So I think it just really depends on the situation and the person and how they're treating their own culture. Because I feel like in some, I guess if we're going to talk about Mindy Kaling, talking about Mindy Kaling specifically, in the, I didn't watch all of it, but in her show, The Mindy Show, I think I remember in like one of the later seasons, she was trying to reconnect her child with her heritage or something. And then in Never Have I Ever, I think the character of Davy, she has some like good relationships with her culture, but then also some parts she struggles with, and you get to see that and how she evolves over time.
Yeah, I think since, like, I have a good memory of this, but for Never Have I Ever, Davy, like, starts off the first season completely, like, hating her culture. There was this, like, festival or celebration that she was, like, to go to, in her own words, you know? And then she didn't want to be a part of that, or she kind of, like, wanted to hide it. And then, in, like, throughout the show, it progresses, and then she embraces her own culture more. So I think that was like kind of like a plot point, like they were trying to make her embrace her own culture in the show. But then I think it also kind of sets off a negative message to people who see that first season.
I wonder if they decided to make her a bit more, to embrace her culture a bit more, if that was the plan all along or something, you know, natural, or it was because of all the criticism.
That's true, because I remember like there was a like period of time between season 2 and 3, everyone like disliked Davy's character, and then they used that criticism kind of to get the show to like her, the audience to like her again.
To be honest, I feel like season one and season two had the biggest improvement between the seasons. Because I feel like in season one, I think we talked about this in our last episode about Percy Jackson, but a lot of shows, they get canceled right now, recently, after one season because they aren't necessarily these huge commercial successes. But after one season, they can improve, and they can improve a lot. Like you can see in Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, I think I loved season 2 of Never Have I Ever. It brought in some new casting and characters, and then I liked the plot overall as well. So I'm glad they continued that and it wasn't canceled after that first season.
I feel like there were some very, very interesting lines in that first season. But I also think that, I think for the age demographic, I don't know if this was on purpose. So maybe it was or maybe it wasn't. But as Davy evolves, so does the audience. Because when we start, I feel like we were kind of the target audience when the show first came out because we were like early, we just became teenagers. And then she was
Yeah.
starting high school in that first season. So I feel like you, when you're younger, for some people of color, right, embracing your own cultural background along with where you live or whatever, that can be a bit difficult. And then you saw that in Davy, but then as you grew up with Davy, you learned to embrace your own culture too. So it's evolution with her. But I don't know if that was on purpose. Like maybe she was just a bad character, like not a great example for teenagers or something, and then they changed her later. But I don't know.
No, that's a great point because I also like I remember when I was much younger, not like in high school or something, but I also wasn't the most accepting of my culture after moving to Canada, and then like I started to appreciate it more. So I guess like I can like relate to Davy on that level, and maybe it wasn't something purposeful, but I think it's cool that you noted that. Yeah.
Thank you. I feel, and it's not just Never Have I Ever where you kind of see this almost, well, I guess it's almost kind of a stereotype at this point, like the person of color who does not really like their background, who is going after this perceived, this is so mean sounding, just like a person of color who doesn't really see their background as important or equal to necessarily the world, like where they live.
Yeah, and the love interest they're going after is like the golden boy or like this person who's like they fit all the Western ideals, if you know what I mean.
I read somewhere that for Never Have I Ever, the character for Paxton, he was originally meant to be white, but then
Yeah, I. How long ago did you watch the show?
it's been some time, but
Yeah, me too.
yeah.
I remember, like, I don't know, maybe last year I watched it, and I was pretty surprised to see how normalized they kind of portrayed the Muslim religion into the show. And then, like, the character's Pakistani culture. It was like, I think it was pretty well done for the show.
I agree, and especially because we are Muslim. I feel like it was just nice to see it being normalized, and it wasn't something necessarily to be really focused on. It was just a part of her life, and I liked that a lot.
Yes, in comparison to other shows like, I don't know, Elite, off the top of my head, where the
Which
character is like kind of being repressed for being Muslim and they have to like be forced into it by their family. The show normalizes it, you know? And it's not something they're like being forced into.
isn't there another scene you were telling me about with the hijab where it's a bit insane actually?
Yes, the character Nadia, she's Muslim and this is like honestly like I don't know why this is a plot at this point, but she okay, so she starts off, she's like she comes from this Muslim family, right? And then she's being bullied by these two really rich private school students that she goes into this like private school for, and then they start like bullying her about like being Muslim, blah 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 blah, and then she gets, I don't know, really upset about it. But while this is happening, one of like I think it was a sister and brother who was bullying her, right? The brother and her start having this kind of like romantic relationship. And then at this party, she has enough of being repressed for her Muslim culture. Yes. And she has this really dramatic scene where she takes off her hijab and then she takes a shot. And she goes clubbing. It's actually crazy. I had to like stop the show. I saw that and I was like, well, is this like allow? Like, how are they portraying this?
That's insane. Like, not even just as a Muslim person, but to just be a teenager and taking shots. I guess I shouldn't be surprised because all these shows are like that. And that does
Yeah.
exist in real life. But like going clubbing.
Then like showing it as kind of being liberated from her like Muslim culture, like that would really send a bad message to any person watching that. Because I know like I was old enough to watch it at that time, but if someone like younger than me watched it and they were, for example, like a Muslim kid, then that they would obviously take it the wrong way.
Did she also kind of like the characters we were talking about earlier was embarrassed or didn't really like her culture or her religion?
She didn't start off that way. But then they made her parents seem really overbearing. And on the side, her brother, like, he's a drug dealer. He's also, like, having, like, this affair with this one guy in the show. Like, I forgot who he was. But then I don't even know if he's Muslim. But then they talk about, like, praying in Islam. And then I think they make it seem like they're really forced to do it. So I think they subtly make her self-hating.
I don't like that at all.
Yes, I don't know why they ran with that. Like, who was in charge of this episode?
Is that scene still there of all this stuff? I feel like that's so controversial and so offensive in so many ways that I couldn't imagine it still being there.
I know. I don't know when it was released, but it wasn't even all that far away or long ago. But yeah, it's still there.
I feel like it's just about balance. Like you don't have to be self-hating, but you also don't have to make the show just about their ethnicity. And you don't necessarily have to not mention it at all. Like it just has to be done in balance.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the context, of course. Like, if there's some like other plot that's related to it, but there needs to be, like you said, some kind of balance in these shows, and it would be really good representation to have in media.
I'm so sad, like you said, because like you said earlier about we keep bringing it up. I feel really dumb saying the name again. But I feel like a show that I feel like can encapsulate a lot of the feelings that we had growing up that wasn't really talked about in media, like Never Have I Ever. That's kind of it. Like, I'm sure people will come up with more stuff, but I feel like that was the last big one.
I would love to see an Iranian version of Never Have I Ever. I'm sure you would love to see like an Afghan version of it because it's just, it's so great.
Yes. But I feel like also, like, we'd have to go do that ourselves, like, if we want it.
Yeah. Maybe one day though, like
Maybe one
in
day.
20 years. You think of like any good shows with representation?
I feel like the Two All the Boys movies series, I feel like they did a good job of showing Laura, was it was Laura Jean, right?
Yeah.
Her
Laura?
connection, sorry, Lara.
I don't know actually. I don't know.
Lara Jean's connection to her Korean side of her heritage and just embracing that. And even though her mother had unfortunately passed away, she and her father were still making sure that the girls were still experiencing that part of their heritage and staying connected to that part of their culture, which I liked.
Yes, it was really nice. And I remember while I was watching the show, the dad, he was like trying to make all these traditional Korean dishes. That was so nice of him.
That was, and even in EXO Kitty, right? She wasn't self-hating. Like, she fully embraced her culture and she was trying to learn. She was trying to learn Korean,
Because she was
right?
trying to learn more about it too.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe, especially recently, because of the past shows we've talked about, there's people have been trying to not do that as much.
Yes, I think we need more shows like this as well. Because it's like actually done well. This, like, I know for Laura Jean, I don't know. It's not Lauren Jean, right? But yeah, for her, even though, like, Peter's white, right? Yeah, so, like, it doesn't matter that he's white. It's just, like, more important that she's not self-hating and that she's kind of, like, embracing her own culture.
And it's not like she's idolizing him, like, oh, I get this white boy. It's not like that.
Yeah.
Gonna say something, but I forgot what it was.
Was it relating to the show? Movie?
I don't know, I think it was. Oh, for EXO Kitty. I feel like I've heard a lot of stuff about it where they were like, oh, this is a Korea boo fantasy or something. So I don't, maybe that's like the extremist side. I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't think of it that way, but
Me neither until I saw,
I don't
I
know.
don't know. I feel like if we, I don't know, I guess because we aren't any of the ethnicities of the people in these shows that they're trying to explore. So I feel like I don't have that. I can't really be like, oh, that's not, because I wouldn't know unless I did more research and I talked to people with that who were of that ethnicity, like of how accurate it presents them specifically.
Yeah, that's also why I feel like I can't always comment on it because I just don't know that same amount of information. I would love to learn more.
For me, I feel like whenever I think about these kind of scenarios, I think about when I was growing up, I did, it wasn't self-hating, but there were some parts of my culture that I didn't really fully embrace. Like I, there was a white girl name that I wanted. I feel like, does every person of color have that like white person name that they wanted when they were really little? I feel like I've talked to so many people who felt that way.
I didn't know this was a common experience, but I also did. What was yours?
Mine was Lily. What was yours?
Mine was Emma, inspired by the Lego Friends Emma.
I love that for you. Emma was my favorite Lego Friends character, along with Stephanie.
Stephanie was also that name, also from Full House.
Yeah, I think for me it was Stephanie, like you said, Lily, and then Isabella or Isabella. I was obsessed with those two.
Isabel, I had a Roblox account and it was named Isabel. Was named Isabella. Yeah.
Whenever I would play games and it was like, oh, put in your name for your character, I would put Isabelle or Isabella.
Yes, that's I never put my own name. This is a bit sad. 'Cause I also named all my dolls after them. Like, I had this ballerina Barbie doll, and I named her Isabel. And then I had another doll. I named her Hope.
Wow.
Was like a Stephanie. There were so many of these names.
Me too. I never gave my dolls or my toys names that were not white names.
I couldn't imagine doing that. Like, that would never like occur to my mind. You know what I did? I just searched up like common baby girl names, and then I saw those lists, and then I
Oh.
like tracked the ones I liked.
When I used to write, and I was a little kid, so the writing was not good. I would look up unique baby names, so kind of like that.
Yes, I also
And the
did
names
unique baby
weren't even
names.
that unique. It would be like the name Grace, and Grace is not that unique of a name, but it would say names like that. So yeah.
I remember I searched up once like unique girl names, and then it was Bianca. I really like that name, so I kept using it for my dolls.
You see, this is a sign to the people where of our respective cultures. You need to make a show like Never Have I Ever, so that the kids, they have representation and they don't give their dolls and all their game characters white names.
Yes, we need to move past this
Yes,
point.
we have experienced this, so make that show for us, please.
Do you think like you were experienced by these shows?
What do you mean?
Like, why did you start naming your like
But
dolls or
this is way I
characters
was
into
like
that?
six. This is
Oh,
way
six? Okay.
I was like really this was way before I even saw those shows. So I feel like by the time I saw them, even though most of that I was more aware of because I was older. What about you?
Okay. I think mine was like a big range. I know like when I first came to Canada, I was the most heavily influenced by that. And then I think that was around like 6 to like 10, I want to say, or like 6 to 11. And so in the early, late, I mean, in the later stages of that, I started watching these shows. But I think before then, I had already developed these kind of like ideals for myself, and they didn't like fit aligned with my culture, which is like horrible to say. I moved past that, you know?
Yeah, that's good. For me, I think I didn't watch any of these shows where they had like the self-hating character or all that until I was like 12 or 13. So by then, I feel like a lot of the things that I didn't really see as important when I was younger, I kind of saw them now. So by then, it was more just the little things that I was like, oh, this is relatable. This is funny, but not really the hating part as much.
Yeah, I think also like just the normal shows I watched. Maybe it's because there wasn't any representation on those. Like the first one that comes to mind is Full House. And then I loved this whole like family scene. And I remember I always saw them like bringing their shoes into their house. And so I kept asking my parents why we didn't bring our shoes into our house. And it's like, oh, everybody else does it. Why do you make us take our shoes off?
I've always wondered, like in shows, whenever someone takes their shoes off, it's always like I saw this one show where the white girl, she goes to her Asian friend's house and then she gets asked to take her shoes off. So I have a question for anyone who's like, is that not a normal thing that everyone does? Do people just walk into their home with their shoes on?
The only time I walked into a home with shoes on is when I went to this Thanksgiving dinner, and it was with a white family. I also think it's just a Canadian thing as well. Maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think most Canadians' houses that I've been to, like even white families, like they always have this like place for shoes.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like a common thing.
Me too. I kind of don't believe that that's the shoe thing is not common. Because why would you choose to get your floors and your entire house full of dirt and mud?
Yes, when I was young, I thought it was like completely normal
Oh,
though.
fair
It's a
enough,
full
fair
house.
enough.
Yes. And I remember that one episode where like Danny was cleaning up and then Stephanie was walking in with her shoes and he was making her like walk in but with like a tissue to like, you know, walk across. And so I thought that was a completely normal thing. I wanted to do that.
Maybe if you when you get your own house or apartment or whatever, you can fulfill that if you
I don't
want.
really want to anymore. I realize now that was really stupid because why would I want to bring shoes inside a house?
Also, this just came to me, but I never understood. Do you know like whenever you're reading a book or in a show or something and the person is like, "Oh, you're tracking mud in the house." And I never really understood that because I was like, but you wouldn't be wearing shoes. How are you chucking mud in the house? But then obviously, I guess in these shows, and these people were all white, you're chucking mud in the house because you're wearing your shoes inside the house. But that didn't occur to me for the longest time.
That also hasn't, like, I never think about these kind of things. I think it's quite interesting what you notice because I never notice these things either.
Me too. I feel like we've kind of diverged from whatever this initial concept was, but this is a very interesting conversation.
I agree. I think overall, just like all of these friends in society, we're really influenced by them. At least I am.
Me too.
So I guess we should move towards the end of this video.
It's been a long, twisty path to get here.
Yeah, I know we've diverged a lot from this path. We keep going back to, I don't know, the most random things. But, like, back onto the concept of the Maylee. Man, what was
The quote unquote Mindy Kaling effect. But Mindy, we want you to make more shows like Never Have I Ever. So don't take this as a sign to not make a show like Never Have I Ever.
Yes, I think, like, just my main criticism is, why do we have all these self-hating characters?
Yeah, why is it the same character used multiple times?
It's like a copy and paste in these shows.
I've heard some people call it a self-insert, but I don't know if that's true of Mindy Kaling or not. I don't know.
I've also like heard about those. I don't know. I feel like I'm not South Asian myself, but like being an immigrant, you kind of like buy into like the self-hating thing when you first come here. And that's why I didn't like my name when I first came here, you know, because I couldn't see, like, all I saw was Emma or Jessica or these kind of names.
And I guess if you grew up or you were born somewhere too, like that would also be.
Yeah, so I feel
Yeah.
like that's kind of maybe why. But, and if the point they're trying to get across is that it's not okay to self-hate, and like they start off that way, but like it's not okay later on, that's like a good point, I guess.
Like Davy.
Yeah, but then don't keep doing that. Like, move on from the self-hating thing.
Oh, like with Velma too, right?
Yeah, because she also like took on a new, like she recreated the Scooby-Doo series kind of with Velma as a main character, and she was brown this time, but she was also like insulted constantly, and then her ethnicity was being like questioned by Fred. Well,
Oh.
not questioned, he was just assuming she was Mexican when she wasn't. She was Indian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, so it was a long, twisty path, but like you said, right, Mindy, sorry, is
Mindy, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just tired. Mindy Kaling, the Mindy Kaling effect, especially on people of our age and our demographic, I think it's particularly. I think that it was more, it happened more for millennials and older Gen Z, but then I feel like more recently, we're a lot more inclusive and people are more aware of other cultures and multicultural, awareness and all of that. So I feel like now, actually, the reason why we kind of not laugh, but we kind of look at these characters and say, why would you even think that? Maybe it's because now it's different than it was when they were growing up. But like, also, that doesn't mean that you can't, but that doesn't mean you can't just improve, that you can't just keep it that way, in my opinion.
That's very true. Like, sometimes this is a bad thought, but sometimes I think to myself, oh, since I've grown accustomed to this culture where we're very aware of racism, of sexism, of all these, like, of all the bad things not to say and not like what not to do. Would I like still be that kind of person that I am today if I did, like, if I grew up as a millennial? Like, would I have these same thoughts about Davy's character being self-hating? Or would I just like grow into it? Like, would I just relate to that completely, you know?
That is a really interesting thought, especially because the creator of Davy is a millennial, right?
Yeah. So I guess what we're trying to say, if it's not clear yet, is that while Never Have I Ever, it was like a great show for us personally. I think the main thing is to not continue with this like trend of making characters hate their own cultures. because it doesn't fit into the white standard.
And it can be done in, and the inclusion of a character and their ethnicity or their culture can be done in balance. It doesn't necessarily have to be done too much or too little or not at all.
So I guess that's kind of the end.
Yes, thank
Thank
you.
you for listening.
Yes, and if you enjoyed listening to this, please follow on Spotify, but also on YouTube, you can subscribe.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, wait, one more quick note.
Yeah.
We have been trying to do some rebranding, and we wanted to kind of create almost like a safe space where it's like a, I like the way you worded it, like a corner of the internet where it's just a stress-free place for students like us who are often very stressed by things in our daily life to just kind of relax and push that away and talk about pop culture and media and other things that we kind of can do that isn't necessarily super stressful or academic related. So yeah, that's part of our rebranding.
Yeah, so we're gonna kind of like cater our content to that as well. So if you have any like thoughts on that, you can like feel free to leave a comment as well.
Yes, and leave a like and subscribe again.
Please. Thank you.
Thank you.